You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fantastic freaking episode of Ask Drone You. I'm your very animated host, Mr. Paul. You can call me Mr. or Paul, or a combination of the two, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, you can just call me Rob. I'm easy. Not as animated as Paul, in case you figured that out. But we do welcome you, regardless. Hope you are having a great day. Hopefully it's starting to warm up wherever you are, and you're getting some flying in. This is episode 760.
Yeah, even if you're up north right now, you have got to get flying right now, warming up those fingers, getting ready for the summer, as a lot of the business is going to start kicking in here soon if it already hasn't. It already has for a lot of people here in California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Florida. I know but people who are even getting business in Wisconsin right now, even during the cold. So make sure that you are practicing. Because you want to make sure that you are prepared in case someone calls you and says, hey, I need some aerials.
Yeah, and you want to be flying because we keep learning, like where you just were, and I don't know if we're going to talk about that or not, but there are just so many more opportunities than we even imagine.
I agree, and I think that actually that there is, a lot of people have said, oh, the drone market is worth $82 billion, blah, 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 blah. I think that was in a Forbes article, and I think Traxta actually put out the statistics on that. I'm finally coming to terms with that number, because I think it is actually possible based off of even the things that I've learned. And you know, guys, I have been traveling significantly, really focusing on getting new classes in, but also training people in specific industries and specific verticals. And I'm learning that the opportunities in other verticals is a lot bigger than I ever really expected. Surveying to build new things, not surveying for infrastructure, but surveying just for the mortgage world could have a significant impact on the industry as a whole. I mean,
yeah, and
huge numbers.
And what I think about as you bring that up is that it's something we didn't know about 60 days ago.
30 days ago.
So along those lines, and if you extrapolate that concept, what else do we not know about?
That is the black swan.
Yeah.
As Chris Voss would say, it's what you don't know that you don't know. And I would say that there is so much that we still don't know that we don't know.
And so the pursuit is half the fun.
True.
Learn new things, opens new doors. You go through that door. Learn new things, opens new doors. Mm-hmm. You get where that's going.
Totally true. Other things that we missed too. I missed you, Rob. I did a couple of the last shows by myself, and I kind of felt like I was just talking to nobody. which I know was not the case, but flying solo is not nearly as engaging or interactive. So I'm glad to be back with you.
I've come to really appreciate this time.
Me too.
It's fun.
It is fun.
It's fun.
I really like it too. And guys, we appreciate you being here and listening to us. If you could do us a favor, give us some social currency. Maybe leave a review on iTunes. We've been getting a lot more reviews, and I really, really appreciate that. We do read each and every one of them. Also, if you'd like to become a member, good news. There's a new class coming out next week. It'll be available Monday. It's Editing with Final Cut Pro. And it goes over some of the new cameras too, and setting up your cameras before you go flying, and organizing your media and editing your media. If you delegate a lot of your footage out, I would still recommend taking this class. It is free to all members. So if you're already a DroneU member, good news, you're going to have access to it instantaneously when it becomes available on Monday. But I will say that I think, again, if you're delegating work out, you need to have a really solid understanding of editing. And if you don't, taking this class could potentially save you a lot of money in delegating your editing out. And I will say that even here at DroneU, with how many editors we have made some significant errors in delegating out editing. And, you know, I'm going to give the example of, I'm not going to say who or what, because obviously they listen to the show, but there is one particular editor where we go through and we review a video and we give them 30 things to change, and they come back with 12 things done. We get billed for that time, and then they bill for more time and still don't change the original 30 things that we mentioned, mm-hmm. and we get billed and billed and billed and billed. And finally, I've just been like, look, unless you do all these 30 things, I don't want anything back until you give me these 30 things, and I'm not going to pay your bills until I get these 30 things done,
yeah.
and they're done right the first time. Otherwise, you're wasting your time, mine, and we're just going to move on to a new editor. And with considering how many editors there are and how many good editors there are out in the world, there's just no point in wasting your time.
Literally, yeah, the world. But I agree that the more you know about the subject that you're having somebody else do, or the work that you're having somebody else do, i.e. editing, the better you're going to be able to control the editing that they actually do.
Exactly.
And this course will help you do that.
And by the way, this editing course looks really good. Like,
yeah.
It's extremely well produced. And I'm very grateful for John Elliott teaching that class.
Yeah,
very
good
grateful.
Job, John. It looks great.
It does. It really does. Also really grateful for Joel, our executive producer here at DroneU. Very, very happy with it. And also appreciate all the editing that went into it as well. So guys, thank you very much. But before we go into too much, we're going to really talk about the Mavic Air. And I've now had some significant time with the Mavic Air. That is our question. We'll be discussing the Mavic Air. But I do just want to preface everything with, we're coming out with a review. I don't, you know, I've kind of gotten over the whole try to push out a review in the first week, because you can't give people good information.
You can get them technical information, right? Maybe
yeah.
a comparison.
Here's opening the box.
Yeah.
You know, like, here's the man purse that comes with the Mavic Air.
Or compare cameras and those kinds of things.
Yeah. Which, in all honesty, though, I will say, when I was flying in Florida this last week with the Mavic Air, I realized that the way the sensor interprets colors, especially blues, is completely different than a Phantom 4 Pro. And honestly, because of that, I'm glad that the company bought the Mavic Air and not me, because if it were me, I'd be returning it right now.
Interesting.
And I'll go over why.
Yeah, let's hear about that. So, ready for the question?
I'm ready. Let's play it. Yeah. Oh, you know what? This question today is sponsored by our friends at Colorado Drone Chargers. Check them out, coloradodronechargers.com. If you need to charge multiple batteries in the field where you do actually have a power outlet, I think that they build the best chargers that simultaneously charge up to 4 batteries at once. That's an important term, simultaneously, because you can buy a quad charger from DJI for a lot of drones, but it does not simultaneously charge batteries. It charges batteries sequentially. So meaning one battery, then when it's done, the next one. Colorado Drone Chargers, if you're like me and you fly a lot and you're flying all day long in specific areas, they're going to give you what you need. Use discount code DRONEU8 to save, I think it's, I want to say it's 8% or 10% on everything that they offer. So check it out. Also, if you are not a member of the DroneU community, which seems to be growing at a rate that I cannot even fathom as of right now, if you're not a member of that community, you have got to jump in. You know, a lot of traditional drone schools and a lot of other drone schools on the internet will give you, you know, one class, two classes for, say, $300-$500. Well, at DroneU, you get all the classes. So that's going to be 28 classes. And next week, it'll be 29. The week after that, it'll be 30 classes. We give you access to all those classes for one low monthly payment, because we know that your time is valuable. We want to give you everything that we can to ensure that you're continually learning, as that is really the only way to succeed in the drone world, as it changes so fast. In addition to that, DroneU is taught an experiential way, also by experienced pilots. It's a big difference from the other drone schools out there. In addition to that, a lot of the other drone schools, you just get what you get and that's it. You maybe ask a question, you get an answer later. Well, with DroneU, you've got the private online DroneU community, which is always there to help you out and constantly motivates and inspires each other. And it's one thing, I mean, you just told me a testimonial like 20 minutes ago where a guy's like, I just absolutely love being a part of this community.
Yeah.
It's that camaraderie.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, it's that camaraderie that really is why I'm just so grateful to be a part of DroneU myself, and I know these guys are as well. If you want to check it out, just go to droneu.education. That's droneu.education.
Hey guys, Kevin here from Minnesota. I was just wondering if you guys had any insight or what your thoughts are on the new Mavic Air. Anyway, love the show. Thanks guys, bye.
All right, thank you for the question. First of all, appreciate that. Up Minnesota.
Maybe
it's starting to get a little warmer up there. Maybe not. I don't know if you can
fly
yet.
I hear it's kind of bipolar.
Yeah.
I have a friend who I follow on Instagram, and one day it's 40 or 50 degrees. The next day it's -5.
Oof. So. Well, and we're a little bipolar here as well, but the extremes are not nearly as – there's not as much of a gap. So the whole low teens and minuses – no, thank you.
I will say in the last 5 years, I think a lot more places have become bipolar in weather.
Hmm.
I hear a lot more people being like, oh, well, it's going to change in an hour, so don't worry, it's Baltimore. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's Baltimore. It's pretty consistent terrain
gray
here
in the winter
and weather for like hundreds of miles.
Yeah, so, that's funny. Anyway. I don't know. We'd have to look at the stats if someone is so inclined.
True. But I will say, in regards to the Mavic Air, we made a little deal here at DroneU. We were going to buy the Mavic Air. We're going to do a review on it and have a class on it and all that, which is typically what we do with new drones. And Rob said, well, I'll make you a deal. I get to keep the Mavic Air. I'm going to fly the Mavic Air. I'm going to get better at flying. I'm not flying enough.
It's
so
true.
You do your thing, take it around with you, get to know it, and then I'm taking it over. And at first, I was like, oh, no. I kind of want the Mavic Air for myself.
Yeah, I could tell.
I'm a little selfish bastard.
I was thinking about this, Paul. As I see pictures and video of you flying the Air in Florida, I'm thinking, okay, cool. He's learning more about it. And then I'm thinking, he's going to want to keep that bastard. And then I start thinking, I'm going to count the number of drones that Paul has. And I'm not going to list them now.
We're like a little 11 right now.
And I'm going to count how many drones Rob has.
Zero. If you couldn't see the zero on his fist on the video version.
A finger didn't pop up. Anyways, no.
But
I really am excited to start flying it and just, for you know, whatever, say what you will. For it to be mine, and I can just take it everywhere I go and actually get good at flying.
Well, you know what, Rob? I think for a beginner like yourself, it's a great drone.
Yeah.
For that.
Good.
And I'm going to say that I am no longer excited to keep the Mavic Air, but I'm glad that you are.
Suits me. I'm glad to hear that, actually.
All right, so let's talk about the Mavic Air. The Mavic Air is DJI's most recent drone that they unleashed. I think a lot of people thought the Mavic Air would be replacing the Mavic Pro, and I think that could be further from the truth. I think the Mavic Air, a lot like the MacBook Air, is in its own category of drones. I think that what DJI is trying to do is provide something that the average photographer can just go pick up. They can travel with it just about anywhere, not get any questions from anyone. It's something that's clandestine. I mean, you can really... I was literally flying
quiet.
20 feet from people and they couldn't even hear it.
Hmm.
I mean, like, I was watching for their reactions through my camera lens and they didn't even hear it.
Huh, interesting.
So it's definitely it's a good drone for travel. It's extremely flexible. If I were you, the only thing that I would get is the Fly More combo if you do end up picking one up. But for serious pilots like myself, the Mavic Pro is still a much better option. In addition to that, we're expecting to see a Mavic Pro 2 here by the end of April. So I would say if you're thinking about getting a Mavic Air and you're an advanced pilot, I'm going to give you some reasons as to question that. If you're an intermediate to beginning pilot and you really just want a Mavic Air to travel around and get some shots where it's difficult to get to, or you just want something light, something easy, something clandestine, this is definitely the drone for you. So let's talk about pros really quick. Pros. Number one, the pros are, again, easy to travel. It's got fixed props. They're not folding props. So you do get some really good flight characteristics out of it. In fact, I think it's a little bit faster than the Mavic Pro.
Hmm.
But don't be confused with the speed of the Mavic Air and the maneuverability of the Mavic Air, because it is not nearly as maneuverable as the Mavic Pro. The Mavic Pro can give you good banking turns and give you smooth footage in those banking turns. The Mavic Air, for whatever reason, seems to overcalculate the yaw, oftentimes ruining shots.
Hmm.
Another pro about the Mavic Air is that for me, I haven't really gotten over, I think, like 13 or 14 minutes of flight time ever with it. I am a very aggressive pilot. I do like to just fly around and goof off. And
which is kind of what it's for in many respects.
True.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really good for that. The batteries click in. They're very, very simple to charge. They're very easy to travel with. The entire Mavic Air actually fits into this little MERS, I call it, or a man purse.
Yeah. Cute little thing with a nice shoulder strap.
Yeah. I mean, it is literally a MERS. It's probably 10 inches long, 8 inches high, 4 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fit the controller, the charger, 3 batteries, and the bird itself in there. It's got extra little pockets for your local law enforcement cards that you want to give out to law enforcement when they try to educate you on drone rules. It's straight from the FAA. I should actually get that out and put it on the drone pilot field kit or the advocacy kit, because I think that that could be some really valuable information for all pilots out there.
People would love that.
So just quick recap on pros. It's got a good battery life. It is very flexible, very nimble. It is able to travel quite quickly, quite fast. And it does have an internal SSD so that you can actually record up to 8 gigs. Now they market 8 gigs, but it's actually 8.5 gigs. So
I thought you were going to say less than that.
No, which is normal because most Windows machines say that they're, you know, they have a capacity of say 128 gigs and it's actually like 126. DJI under promise, over delivered. So that's kind of cool.
That's unusual.
Definitely unusual.
Cool.
Additional things that the Mavic Air does have remote ID already built into it. So when the remote ID system comes, you will be compliant. I'm trying to think about other pros.
What about the controller? Is it a decent controller? Is there anything to know about it?
The controller is also different from the Mavic Pro. The Mavic Pro actually showcases telemetry data and information on the controller itself. The Mavic Air does not. But one thing I do like about the Mavic Air remote is that the battery lasts significantly longer than the Mavic Pro remote battery.
Okay.
So like, for example, I haven't charged the Mavic Air battery in over 2 weeks, and I have cycled almost 20 batteries in that time.
Interesting.
So, but now it needs a charge. So it's like, I couldn't fly it right now if I wanted to.
Okay.
So let's talk about cons really quick, because there are actually a lot more cons. Well, hold on. Before we go into cons, let's talk about the camera. Camera is the exact same as the Mavic Pro, except for one little piece of information. The Mavic Pro can process imagery at up to 60 megabits per second, whereas the Mavic Air can process data at up to 100 megabits per second, giving you a better bit rate. So you're getting more detail in your frames. You're getting more detail in your photos. But it's not a different sensor. It's, you know, pretty much the same setup. It's about a 24 millimeter equivalent as far as field of view is concerned. It does shoot 4K 30, not 4K 60. So I'm always flying around in 2.7K because I like to film at 60 frames per second.
Okay.
You have a lot more flexibility with your footage if you want to slow it down, ramp it up, ramp it down. You got some bad yaw movement and you want to just slow it down to do some stuff.
What about the gimbal?
What about
is the gimbal fine? I mean, did you see any issues
with
the gimbal?
No, the gimbal is not fine. So on that bombshell, let's move into the segue of cons for the drone. Biggest con, and the thing I hate the most, is that for whatever reason, when you're recording MP4 files, the SD card becomes corrupted and unusable or unreadable by a Mac computer.
Huh.
So I haven't switched over to .mov files. I thought I had, to be honest with you, because when I went out to the beach 2 days ago, I was like, MOV, why am I shooting MP4? I don't even use MP4. So MOV, you know, and I still got MP4 files and I still could not use the SD card in my computer. I actually had to plug in the Mavic Air via USB-C, not micro USB, USB-C into my computer. I had to go out and buy a cable because I couldn't find any of my SSD USB-C cables. So I had to go out and buy one, and I honestly hate USB-C. I know it's a great thing for speed. I know it's a great thing for data delivery, but I just haven't switched over yet. So it's just a little personal bias, and it made it a real to be able to get the footage off of the Mavic Air.
Yeah.
And the only way to access the SSD is plugging in the Mavic Air, and the only way to access the SD card is plugging it into the Mavic Air, plugging in the Mavic Air to your computer and turning on the Mavic Air. So if you run out of batteries...
you gotta wait for one to charge.
Yes.
Or put in a new one, I guess.
Yes, yeah. Which sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing. It only has 2 flight modes. A lot of people don't know about this. A lot of people don't talk about it on YouTube, which is kind of a pain in the arse. So there's no attitude mode, so it's really hard to get smooth motions out of it. There's only GPS and sport mode. And the sport mode is nothing like the sport mode in the Mavic Pro. In the Mavic Pro, when
you're talking me out of the air, by the way.
You asked for it.
Go ahead.
The Mavic, a lot of these nuances, though, I'm not sure that you would really care about.
Well, the only reason I say that is because I want to learn to fly in attitude mode. But go ahead. Carry on.
Well, see, that's a really good point for all of you listeners out there. Rob sees the value of attitude mode and he doesn't even film.
Right.
That says a lot. Okay. So also, I can't hack the Mavic Air right now. I haven't tried with my old assistant to see if I can get into it. but I don't think I can, and the hacking group doesn't have a mod for it out yet. So I can't get attitude mode on my Mavic Air just yet. But when we're flying in sport mode, what I hate, absolutely hate about the Mavic Air is that if I ever need to go fast, because I can't go in and change the parameters of the Mavic Air to change the GPS speed. So if I'm trying to go faster and I'm in sport mode, anytime I go like even beyond half stick on the pitch, so trying to move forward, the gimbal automatically articulates down 30 degrees. So it moves the gimbal down no matter what, 30 degrees, so it doesn't hit the top of the gimbal bay in the drone itself.
So that's not a setting.
No.
Ugh.
So if you try to move forward to like follow a bird or like follow something or follow someone running or a biker or whatever, your gimbal, when it's pointed straight forward, is going to automatically articulate down 30 degrees no matter what you do, and it's going to happen every single time you do it. In addition to that, when you fly the Mavic Air and you go into a full reverse pitch, it does the exact same thing. So it moves the gimbal automatically without you touching the gimbal tilt. All right, now let's go into a couple other features. So the SD...
That could be problematic. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
That's not good. Okay.
Yeah. There are filters out for the Mavic Air, but with the existing gimbal clamp, I cannot leave the filter on the drone because, like with the Mavic Pro, I just have an ND8 like permanently affixed to it because whenever I'm filming, I typically need one because I'm outside. It's typically sunny in the south. ND8, honestly, is sometimes not even enough in all actuality. But with the existing gimbal clamp, I can leave the ND filter on there. I cannot do that with the Mavic Air.
Bummer.
So it's a little bit more inconvenient.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say? The images out of the Mavic Air 2, something weird is going on with the images because when I took stacked images and put them all together in Lightroom, I have these really, really weird white blurs in the sky. So I'm not even able to take stacked images and process them in the normal process I use. I'm having to take just one image of raw and edit those and make it look good.
Very interesting, which is more work.
But also that only has to do with images that, that have sky in them. For whatever reason, like with that dock picture I showed you, I didn't have that problem. That was a stacked image.
Strange.
So it is strange.
So something about the light sky.
Or the Kodak. Yeah, I don't know what it is. So back to the cons. In addition... this is just a personal thing. I hate having to turn the Mavic Air on from the bottom. Like I have to literally flip it upside down, turn it on, and then put it down. I just like to be able to put the drone down where it is, where I'm going to take off and go click, click, on.
Makes sense.
So it's just a little weird thing.
That seems like something that they would have had figured out as far as design's concerned and not messed with.
True.
But, you know, who knows what goes into making those kinds of decisions.
In addition to that, when flying the Mavic Air versus flying the Phantom 4 Pro in Florida, I noticed that it read the color of blues differently between each drone. Now, obviously, they have different sensors, but you're just not getting the dynamic range that you get in a Phantom 4 Pro. And honestly, I think the Mavic Pro as well. I don't know what codec they use on the Mavic Pro, but I'm so happy that my Mavic Pro is hacked, that it's an older firmware, because I still have that super crispy live stream. And I love the codec of how it reads colors. So personally, Mavic Pro all the way for me.
So maybe we should send back the Air and get another Mavic Pro.
Well, the Mavic Pro 2, I believe, is coming out at NAB. So we'll see. But that being said...
We'll be in touch, Peter.
In addition, the Mavic Air does not have OcuSync, and the Mavic Pro does. So you really only get like 1,200 feet, 1,500 feet tops of distance. And if you're flying with your friends, the drones interfere with the signal so much, it's ridiculous. It's running off of a Wi-Fi protocol, and I hate it. I mean, literally, there were times where I had no signal, and the drone was like 100 feet from me.
I am no longer excited to get this drone.
Well, I mean, like DJI normally puts out really solid product, but there's just so many damn glitches in this thing. I'm just like, no. If you need to fly somewhere and be quiet and not be seen and get footage because for whatever reason, this is the drone for you.
Yeah.
But if you want quality footage and it, You don't need to be quiet. The Mavic Pro is still the way to go.
Well, and I'm just sitting here thinking we still spent $1,000 on this thing.
So and it's not worth that.
It's not cheap.
Yeah, it's not worth that at all. It's worth $500, like what a Spark is worth.
What about features like obstacle avoidance, follow me? Does it have any of that stuff?
It does have follow me. It has the Spotlight Pro. It has Spotlight Pro, which is really cool. I haven't used it though. I don't really care.
I was curious. Yeah, for the listeners, they might.
It does
wonder.
Have intelligent flight modes on it.
Okay.
But. Yeah, I don't know. I never really use those.
Yeah, it's not your thing.
As far as the obstacle avoidance does work really good, what I do like about the Mavic Air is that you can literally crash it into anything and it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's really tough. So it's built really well. But then again, it's built for an intermediate to beginner pilot.
Yeah.
They crash a lot.
Right.
That you need a drone that's freaking durable. Like, yeah. It makes sense.
Okay, so I'm back in. This is a roller coaster ride here with you today, Paul.
Well, like after like really flying it and getting a sense, I need to have all this information in my review because the reviews out there are just so misleading. So they're very, very, very misleading. And, you know, it goes back to Stephen Hawking saying the greatest threat to knowledge is the illusion of knowledge. And YouTube is full of illusions of knowledge.
Well, I think the challenge or the problem is that people want to be one of the first ones to get their review out. So they fly it a little bit. They look at the specs and then they go do a review. But what's really helpful is to have somebody who can fly like you go spend some time with it. Fly it.
Yeah.
See the images. See the video. See what the quirks are.
Yeah.
And then do a full review. And so it takes a little bit longer, but it's also a lot more valuable.
I agree. So. Well, before we go on too long of a rant, I would say if you are like me, you fly a lot, you own a business, you're flying significantly, the Mavic Air is probably a waste of money. I would get a refurbished Mavic Pro, downgrade the firmware, get attitude mode, hack it, and the amount of flexibility is insane. So Mavic Pro for me, if you're a new pilot, you need something durable, something clandestine, something sneaky, but you're not going to be a weirdo and a creep about it, Mavic Air is for you.
Yeah.
So all right. And don't be a creep out there. If you guys see people being creeps, don't be creeps.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. And again, if you appreciate the information you hear here, please leave us a review. And please share the episode with someone who you know, as the more we can educate the people who fly drones, the better off the industry as a whole. So thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate it. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.